Brian Losgen with Microsoft. I'm an architect evangelist on the Azure ISV incubation team. I'm coming to you today from Mach 1 Solutions in Glendora, California. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk to them about their experiences with the Windows Azure platform. They've migrated from on-prem to Azure. We're going to find out what that meant to them, what some of the experiences were, what some of the benefits are that they can see from doing the migration. So I'm here today at Mach 1 with Alex Hadjopoulos, who's a software development manager, and with Greg Cannon, who is the architect on the systems that they've been developing here. Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to be here and to speak to our viewers about what you've been working on. As we get started here, can you tell me, Alex, a little bit about what your solution is and what it does?
Sure. So we have a couple different solutions in Azure. Our flagship product is WSA. It's a tablet program that basically at a dealership service drive, they'll greet you at your car with this tablet and sort of, you know, take down your concerns and make sure that it gets relayed back to the technicians appropriately. And then we also have the back-end solution where the technician would do their work and relay that back to the end user. So.
Okay, great. And I know, because I've been involved with you guys for some time now, I know that this used to be purely an on-premise solution and that you've migrated to the cloud. What made you choose the Windows Azure platform?
Our first product, WSA, was on-premise only, and when we came up with a new product, TechCheck, for the inspection side, we looked at a hosted solution, and initially that was hosted in a virtual machine, and we were running into scalability issues, running into replication of environment issues. So as we started moving the flagship product to a more scalable environment, we looked at the ability to replicate the development environment to exactly match the production environment, the ability to scale as our customer base increases, to be able to increase the instances of services that we have available. And we have an issue of bursting. As we bring on a new customer or a new group of dealerships, we need to be able to burst to a large number of virtual machines or a large number of services in a very short period of time, extract the data, and then scale back down to the normal working level of services. So the three major things were the ability to exactly replicate the environment, the ability to burst the environment, and the ability to scale over long-term the environment. The redundancies and consistent platform was helpful as well.
Okay, and what about the migration experience itself? How did that go for you? How did you find it? Was there a big ramp up for your developers?
It actually was easier than we thought. When we migrated the first product from a hosted environment to an Azure environment, because we had already set up as a service-oriented architecture, it was very easy to convert over. The biggest issues we had was looking at how deep do we get into the Azure cooling. We started looking at, should we, for instance, queuing? Should we have our own queues? Should we use the Azure queues? So the biggest issue we had was simply a mindset of deciding, are we really going to put both feet in this thing? From a services perspective, it was straightforward. From a queuing perspective, the more Azure matured, the less we realized that we needed our own services, and it became much, much easier just to adapt to the Azure environment, use the Azure environment. So very little transition from a developer mindset at all. It was more just deciding how much do you eat of this cake, and by the end of it, very comfortable with it.
Okay, great. And I know that you've also been involved in some acquisitions of other companies. Do you feel that Azure is, because you've architected your systems in the way that you have, that your ability to absorb other entities and their data will be easier now?
Absolutely, because if we were in the traditional on-premise environment, we would have to go to our partner and we would have to give him access to every single server and ask every single dealership to open up multiple walls with a firewall.
Yeah, and so for us, as after the acquisition, just sort of relaying from, you know, even bare metal hosting down to sort of the Azure hosting solution, we're looking at, you know, centralizing all of the billing, centralizing where the data's housed, and then as we sort of move down that path, it's going to allow us to sort of migrate even further down into utilizing the core Azure services versus, let's say, like a VM role as we migrate. And so some of the SQL sync stuff and the like are sort of stuff that we're looking at and I think it's going to help us move along a lot quicker than we probably would otherwise, you know, to even get to a rewrite point of the, in the future.
It's kind of the reverse scalability. Not only can we scale with clients, we can scale with partners
right.
a lot easier as well.
Okay, great. And based on your experience with Azure, you've been working with Azure for, what, over a year now, I believe?
Two, three.
At least a couple.
At least a couple okay. years, yeah.
Yeah, so based on your experience with it, what would you say to someone that's just starting out? Do you have any tips, anything that you think would help people that are new to the platform that would help them ramp up faster?
It's not as hard as you think is probably the biggest thing. We initially went into this thinking that do we develop on-premise or Azure, and it's more of a mindset of where you put your services. If you're already service-oriented, Azure's an easy leap. If you're already really into the .NET environment, really into the Microsoft mindset, Azure's an easy leap. So not as hard as you think.
Yeah. I would say just don't be afraid to just throw VM up there and give it a shot. From a developer, you know, everybody get up there, have their own, and sort of, you know, enjoy the benefits of having your own server. And I think that's one of the things that we never had before was every developer can put their own role up, their own environment up that they know and control, and that, you know, they can start developing a lot quicker without having to coordinate some of the other items that you would with an infrastructure team or other. And I think that flexibility helps us just, you know, get new stuff out a lot quicker, a lot you know, more quality in the end, because you're not troubleshooting a problem that really isn't a problem. It's just somebody else hasn't checked in something or did check something in that's right. messing you up. So just, you know, putting your own little cloud out there helps a lot, I think, in the end.
Compared to traditional development, you spend more time writing code than negotiating with accounting to get you a new piece of hardware.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, gentlemen, any final remarks you'd like to make? Any closing comments?
It's been a bit of a journey going through the maturity of not only our mindset, but as Azure grew, we grew. At the end of it, absolutely worth going there. Absolutely would recommend it. It's nice to see the platform mature, and it's nice to it kind of forces our developers to literally think outside the box and think about service orientation. And there's less likelihood that they're going to develop some desktop app that services everything. So it's been good maturing our group along with the maturing platform as well.
That's great. Okay. Well, thank you very much again for taking the time. And we'll talk again soon.
Solutions Wireless Service Advisor Cloud product is a Windows slate-based application which provides a way for an automotive dealership service advisors to greet their customers on the service drive and conduct the initial write-up at the vehicle. This level of customer support improves customer satisfaction and helps the service advisor build trust with the customer, something oftentimes lacking in the automotive repair industry. That trust building enables the sales process later when a technician may identify a needed repair or maintenance service. The step-based WSA process is easy to use and guides the advisor through the key steps, enforcing certain actions to be performed before completing the service write-up. An advisor will address initial concerns and then begin walking around the vehicle, performing an initial inspection of tires and body damage with the customer. Documenting these items and reviewing them with the customer illustrates that the advisor cares about the customer's vehicle, which continues the theme of building trust. After the initial inspection, reviewing service history, and checking with the OEM for any vehicle recalls, the advisor presents the recommended scheduled maintenance. WSA Cloud with the Windows Slate provides an easy and clean presentation to the customer that shows the exact services the customer vehicles requires in order to stay maintained. After all the service requests are selected, the advisor can then turn the Windows Slate over to the customer for them to sign electronically and approve.